From Lamp Brand Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spill, like Oliver and Mike.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome everybody to another Beers with the Brewers. We're recording remotely again. Today is the Thursday, April 9th episode. I'm Mark, and we've got Adam Benner, Walt's yes. Keys.
Yep, here I am.
And Dan the Brewer Man.
Ahoy.
Not in the Kickstarter room this week. Again, not allowed there.
So, no, not enough room in there.
I'm in the Kickstarter room.
We might all be able to be 6 feet away in there. You'd have to triangulate quite a bit.
Yeah, I think I'm sure. You can sit at the high tops.
Four corners kind of a approach.
Yeah. One at each high top and two at the table.
Yeah, that would work.
Well, I feel more safe from here. Talking peach basket this week. Fruit ale with peach and vanilla. And I just got to crack one open that I pulled off of the canning line this morning, unlabeled, and ran right out the building to do some deliveries, which was great. Sunny day to do deliveries today. Peach, apricot, vanilla, and pie. It's pretty tasty.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It came out at the right time. The temperature is peaking. It's quarantine time, at least. And it tastes really nice.
Yeah, I heard the word hot used.
No, it's not going to get cold again. But hey, it's hot today. I like it. 72 right now.
It feels great.
Sun's out. So perfect day for a peach basket.
While Dan's been home, he's been cooking up some tasty treats for us. Tacos and chili are looking pretty good this week.
Yeah, I might have given away in the suggestions there my usual method for pairings. So we've got grilled chicken tacos with peach salsa, care of The Kitchen Grill, and easy peach whiskey chili, care of Life as a Strawberry. Typically, I will take the predominant flavor of a beer and Google that plus taco and or chili and see what pops up. And whatever recipe gets the most hits, That's the one that gets a suggestion. So, that said, both of those looked really good. I think I would probably go with pork over chicken, just because of that nice earthy sweetness that you get with pork would go really well with peaches. But I did think the if anyone's still got some around, you could use the couple tablespoons of Make Mine Irish as opposed to whiskey in that chili recipe. I think that'd be a nice substitute.
Be a good call.
Yeah, that'd be a good chili beer for sure. Should I do my rundown of events or lack thereof?
Yeah, Walt, what do you got? Drive-through and delivery?
Hey, everyone's staying home. That's what the event is.
That's a great event.
So I don't have any specific events to plug necessarily, but we do have a lot of cool stuff going on. Obviously, continuing to do deliveries. If you need beer at home, go to landgrantbrewing.com. Order it up. We'll bring it right to your house as long as you get at least a case. If you want to get out, drive your car a little bit, you can also drive through at the tap room for carryout. Just pull on up, honk your horn. We'll help you out, load you up, send you on your way with some beer.
It's a record day today.
So that's
for orders.
Yeah, we had a ton of deliveries today. Keeps going up, which is exciting for us to have something coming in when we can't run the tap room. But Adam, Can I spill the beans on the Greenskeeper thing? Is it allowed on
Beers? Yes, why people listen. They get to learn everything.
Yeah.
I'm up for some beans. Go for it.
So our good friends from Scott's, a local company, got in contact with us. We're going to be running a special with them and our Greenskeeper beer to encourage everyone to get out there and tend to their fairway and green and course out in their yard. If you order for delivery starting Saturday and you get at least 1 6-pack of Greenskeeper, you're going to get a whole bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed and fertilizer free of charge with your Greenskeeper.
It is the so you can get, it's their new product. It's the thicker lawn.
It's supposed to be it's for sun and shade. It's what you need. It's what everyone here needs.
So get that green looking sharp. So maybe you can host your own Masters out in your backyard. Get the wedge out, chip a ball around in your nice lush grass, and enjoy Greenskeeper while you're doing it. So that's going to start Saturday. We're pretty excited about that. But yeah, keep ordering beer, and we're going to keep bringing it to you. That's all we can do right now. So it's not necessarily a promotion, but we've got some fun beers coming down the pike as well. Just because tap room's closed doesn't mean we're going to stop releasing new and fun beers. Like we're talking about Peach Basket today. We got some fun, exclusive, limited stuff coming your way as well. Yeah, and I think that's all I got for the sort of events.
There it is. Stay home and men. Watch old Amy Acton every day.
Yeah.
2 o'clock.
Wine with the wine's great, but you could do a craft beer with the wine if you so choose as well.
Yeah, that's more up my alley.
Ales with Acton.
There it is.
Ales with Acton.
Dan, you're on it.
Should we talk about this Peach Basket?
Damn right.
Our March Madness themed beer?
Damn right. Well, you know, it's coming out around the Masters, which is supposed to be in the Georgia Peach State, and we were supposed to be having a Final Four in the state of Georgia at the same time. So why not celebrate all things peaches by sitting at home and dreaming of those sporting events? But
yeah,
at least one of those is going to return in the Masters coming up in November.
Yeah.
So celebrate it now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been watching a lot of old basketball games on YouTube, so you can do that too.
I tried that at first, then it just seemed sad.
Yeah.
I've been going way, way back. I've been watching since I grew up in Cincinnati, I've been watching old UC Bearcats games from the 90s, which is great because I don't remember who won specific games. So there's like at least a slight amount of will they win or will they not type thing.
this came in at 5.7% ABV. 18-ish IBUs. Hops were Azaka and Rakow malts. Two row from our silo, Bonlander Munich and Amber malt. And also a whole bunch of fruit. So we did the 3-to-1 ratio of apricot to peach that we did in Gotfuzz at a slightly lower level. I think it's like about 1.25 pounds of fruit for every gallon of beer. And 2 pounds of Tahitian vanilla beans. Yeah, and our Horn and Dog Vike yeast. So, obviously the fruit is there to do its fruity thing, and the vanilla, sweetness of the vanilla sort of boosts that perception, but all the other ingredients are there to just kind of lift it up. The Azaka, I think we use that in concentrate, 104, very peach ring type of flavor. Rakow is just straight up stone fruit. We use that in Gotfuzz. And our Kvike strain has a nice stone fruit flavor to it. So everything is there to just sort of amplify the stone fruit flavors. Yeah, it does have a little bit of a haze to it. You get that pectin from the fruit. Gives it a little bit of a haze. Mm. Yeah, I'm very happy with how it turned out. It's peach and apricot are both a bit acidic. I think it's like, I don't know, 3-4 or so. And so it's a little bit tart, but more like kind of like a Saison tartness. It's not like a sour beer or anything. But it's nice because it keeps it from being overly sweet.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Thoughts?
You get that fruit, but not that sweetness, which I think is one of the things we've done, the brewers have done a good job here. I like fruity beers, but I don't necessarily like a big, very sweet beer. So this plays in really nice with that.
And the malt bill, again, is that same type of ratio that we've used on the Jamble series. That Bonlander Munich has that sort of slightly burnt toast crust to it. And the amber malt is kind of like a dry coffee flavor. But when you put them together, it's this very nice kind of toasted pie crust flavor, which sort of gives you that impression of a peach pie.
Yeah, it's very peach pie tasting. No mm-hmm. question about that, man. Well, anybody curious how crushable this is?
How crushable is it?
I'd love to know how crushable it is. I've got a few thoughts of my own.
I'll go 4.
You're going 4?
Yeah, I'm going 4.
I'm giving it a 5.
Okay.
I think
five
it's
crusher.
I think it's I could drink this all day. It's delicious. And it's got a nice tartness that keeps you sipping, not too sweet. Got a nice hoppiness to it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like the tartness.
I'm 5.
Yeah.
Monsieur.
I will weigh in with a 4.
Yeah. I'm with Dan. 4. 4.
All right. Overruled. So that's a
although I will, with the caveat that on a day like today on the back patio, I could easily see 5 being a reality.
Where are we at on March Madness bracket?
Oh, you want to update?
Yeah, well, why don't you give us an update on the March Madness All bracket?
Right. I can give you a little update.
We got to see how these beers are doing. I did the last two. It's your week. Read them off. I don't have them in front of me. I don't know what the winners were.
All right, yeah. All right. So we are down to the Elite Eight. And in the IPA region, we've got Quad up against Stiff Arm. In the Light and Dark region, we've got Pool Party versus Beard Crumbs. In the Seasonal, we've got Blackberry Jamble versus Kin. And then in the Hazy / Juicy region, Concentrate versus Massive. Mm. So that's 4 pretty tough choices. You know, I think everyone's got their preferences, but some of these are tricky, like Pool Party versus Beard Crumbs. That's a pretty tough call because those are two very different beers. But
it's a pretty easy call, I'll tell you that right now.
Are you Beard Crumbs guy over there?
I've never had to make that decision because those beers aren't available at the same time. That's a tough one. I love both those.
Yeah. If you're wondering how you can chime in on this, if you head to our Instagram page and check out our story, we're running basically one side of the bracket a day. So I think today, Pool Party, Beard Crumbs, and Blackberry Jamble versus Kin are up for votes. And then tomorrow will be the Quad, Stiff Arm, Concentrate, Massive matchups. And you can just hit the little button to vote and see how it all plays out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as much as it pains me to go against Beard Crumbs, I probably had to go Pool Party.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going straight chalk on that one.
Yeah, Pool Party is the one.
I see all the ones emerging. Yeah, Concentrate, Kin coming out of the Seasonal, Concentrate coming out of Hazy, Quad coming out of IPA, and I would say Beardy coming out of the Light and Dark region.
Okay. All the picks right there for Dan.
There you go.
What about you, Adam?
You know what? I think I'll, you know, I'm going to go Pool Party, obviously.
Yeah. All right.
Easy.
Yeah, the one region where we got a little bit of upset brewing is Blackberry Jamble is the 4 seed against the 2 seed Kin. And Jamble, when I voted earlier, had a slight lead on Kin. So we could see a 4 seed into the Final 4. Mm. Huge upset, of course, you know.
Yeah.
You have to have one, right? You just can't have straight chalk. It just doesn't happen all the time. So,
right.
I think if you listened last week, you would have realized that we predicted that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
didn't we?
There you go.
We did. Yeah. I'd say I think on Blackberry Jamble versus Kin, I think I'm going Kin.
I went Kin, but yeah, Jamble had the slight lead as of about an hour ago.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, anything can happen. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. That's true.
And these seedings aren't
Has Vegas
like,
picked this up
completely
yet?
Arbitrary at all. What's that?
Yeah. Has Vegas
know.
Picked
I
this up yet?
I haven't seen
They're pretty
any
desperate
action,
at this but, point, so.
They might as well, yeah. Well, what about you, Dan?
Kin.
So you're going Kin on this one. What about you, Benner?
I think I did vote for Kin, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go. I think that's what I ended up voting for last week.
No, I love Jambo, but that Kin is just so. I mean, that's one of the most crushable beers we've ever done. So
yeah, it's a great summertime beer.
Mm-hmm. All right, what was the next one, Walt? You said Concentrate versus Massive.
Concentrate versus Massive, yeah.
Ooh, wow, that's a tough one.
That's real tough.
I probably just got recent beer memory on Massive, but Massive's a crusher. Concentrate's so good too. I'll go Massive today. How about you, Benner?
Concentrate versus Massive. I'll go Massive.
Yeah. I think, for a beer that I would more rather drink every day, I would say Massive, which is kind of how I've been looking at these.
Yeah.
So anyone can feel free to use whatever criteria they decide in this unscientific.
You don't have to use our criteria.
Yeah.
Do you?
And Dan, you're going to concentrate on this one?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I would. Everyone's entitled to an opinion, but all of your opinions are wrong.
I can feel that. That's okay.
Yeah, I think when we talked last week too, that if we're judging, if it's this concentrate, you know, or are we averaging concentrate? So this past concentrate definitely, but I'm gonna go. Like I said, I'm gonna go.
It's tough to beat a tall boy a Massive right now. I will tell you that much.
Yeah, that's right. I do like drinking about the tall boy.
That's fair.
All right, we got one more, Walt. This is the last one.
The last one is. Did we do quad stiff arm yet? No. Quad versus stiff arm.
Okay, quad versus stiff arm. I'm quad.
I'm quad all the way. Just, I think every one of those beers I've really enjoyed.
Quad.
And it's nothing really against stiff arm, but, you know, you got to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
So I'm going quad.
Quad.
Dan, you said quad.
Agreed.
Yep. All right, four banger. Unanimous on that one. Well, we'll see how it shapes up. I think those are pretty respectable picks.
Yeah.
I could let Dan twist my arm on concentrate, but I'll have to say right now you can drink more 16-ounce Massives than you can 12-ounce concentrates, probably.
I just had a concentrate, so it's probably a little bit of recency bias.
Yeah. I get sucked into that all the time. And we don't have to worry about driving anywhere, so since you're at home, you're just about as responsible as you can get.
Yeah, I think, though, you do need to – I mean, that's the other problem is you're at home, so people need to be still making sure they're pacing themselves, drinking responsibly, because it's easy to do when there's not much else going on, just to head to the fridge and grab a beer, but
you
can't do that. Can't be doing that.
Well,
not all the time, though. No.
That's what I did. Peach Basket. Man, this is good. Mm-hmm. I really like this one.
Yeah. You know what this would be great for is, which is complete opposite of what Adam just said, but beer for breakfast, this is your breakfast beer.
I can see that.
Yeah. It's like a, what do you call it? Like a Danish.
A peach Danish? Sure. Yeah, this would be a killer brunch beer if there were any brunch restaurants open. But
that's illegal. Make
brunch at home.
Yeah, make it at home.
Make yourself a Western omelet or whatever.
Well,
pancakes.
You guys got any closing thoughts before we get out of here and go vote on these picks?
No, man. Just hope everyone out there stays safe, and we appreciate.
Shout out to John Sikora, our boy John Sikora, placed an order today.
Nice.
Thanks to everyone. Yeah, continuing to order.
Yeah, I'll have to reach out to my brother in metal, John Sikora, and see if he's going to listen to some Priest or Maiden while he's drinking that case. Could be both with a full case.
Yeah, it's been cool to see the familiar names and on the orders, but also very cool to see the unfamiliar names on all the orders, and we appreciate all the support. If you're sitting at home and you want to help out your community, businesses like ours and other breweries in town and restaurants, we all really appreciate anything you can send our way these days. So keep it up, and we'll keep bringing you beer as long as we're able to. So cheers and thanks.
All right, so next week we'll be talking about Quadra Hobbit IPA version 202. And from what I hear, it is so dank.
So dank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and send us your questions. We'll still give you your t-shirt and all that fun stuff. We got a lot of time on our hands, so get those questions out.
Yeah, we can answer some questions, that's for sure. We got time for it. Well, have a great week.
All right, cheers, thanks, everybody. Guys. Cheers.
Yeah, gotcha.